如果你记得两个星期前我所讲的
If you remember what I've preached about 2 weeks ago
那么两个星期前的题目是认识神以他的福气
The topic from last 2 weeks is knowing God and His blessings
那么在那个讲道的时候我提到四个重点
And I mentioned 4 main points
那么那个重点就是说神给我们的福气 就是这些东西
And I talk about the blessings that God has given us and it's these 4 things
那么我们必须要去认识他
We need to know him
我讲到第一点就是我们要去认识神
So the first thing was we need to know God.
然后第二点就是要认识神恩召的指望。
Secondly, we need to know the hope of God's calling.
然后第三，我讲到认识神何等丰盛和荣耀的基业。
The third is to know the riches of the glory of God's inheritance.
然后你发现到我没有讲第四点。
And then you notice I did not talk about the fourth thing.
然后第四点就是今天我所要讲的。
So the fourth thing is what we're going to talk about today.
就是讲到神既然把这个救恩赐给我们。
And so we're talking about since God has given us salvation.
而且从还没有创世以前他已经拣选了我们。
And that he has already chosen us before the creation of the world.
所以圣经告诉我们必须要知道这些福气。
So the Bible tells us we must know of this blessing.
所以前两个星期我们已经看了这三个福气。
So 2 weeks ago we already looked at these three blessings.
那么今天我们要来看第四个福气。
Today we're going to look at the fourth one.
也就是神的大能。
And it is the power of God.
那么经文就是启示以弗所书第章第十九节到二十三节。
Scripture is from Ephesians chapter 1 verses 19 to 23.
那么让我们来一起看
Let us look at this
十九节讲到并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力使他从死里复活叫他在天上坐在自己右边远超过一切执政的掌权的有能的主治的和一切有名的不但是今世的连来世的也都超过了又将万有伏在他的脚下使他为教会做万有之首教会是他的身体是那充满万有的所充满的
Verse 19 And his incomparable great power for us who believe that power is like the working of his mighty strengthwhich he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him in his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
那么在我成长的过程当中
As I was growing up
我有不少的机会接触到这些民间的信仰
I have opportunities to come in contact with folk religion
然后我家对面的一位老太婆
There's an elderly lady who lives across the street from me
是一位非常虔诚敬拜偶像的人
She is an idol worshipper
那么他家里面摆了这个观音菩萨。
She has different kinds of idols in her home.
还有这个孙悟空这个偶像。
There is one particular one which is a
monkey god.
Monkey god.
还有土地公。
The earth god.
那么有时候他会请了一些大师到他家里来跳斗。
And sometimes she will hire some mediums to come to her house.
然后有一次我看到这个大师在跳钟。
So one time I saw this medium getting into a trance.
那么他还用这个刀来砍这个自己的身体。
He would use a knife and cut himself.
但却没有伤害到他的身体。
But he didn't get hurt.
那当时在场的人他们看到。
So the people there watching this.
他们认为这是他们的神明。
They thought that he is a god.
他们看到这个神明显示他的能力。
They thought that he was just showing them his power.
那么当主耶稣出来传天国的福音的时候。
When Jesus began to preach the message of the kingdom of God.
那么很多人都跟随着耶稣基督。
Many people follow Jesus.
因为他们看到耶稣基督所行的神迹
because they have seen the miracles performed by Jesus
他们看到耶稣基督使到一个瞎眼的人能够看见
they saw that he had made the blind to see
他们也看到耶稣基督使到一个瘸腿的人能够行走
and he made the lame to walk
一个死去的人能够复活过来
he made the dead come alive again
那么他们也曾经看过耶稣基督喂饱了5000
They have also seen him feed 5,000.
他们也看到耶稣基督行走在海上。
They have also seen him walk on the water.
直到那个风浪平静过来。
He had calmed the sea.
那么主耶稣所行的神迹显示他是那位神。
What he did, what Jesus did through his miracle showed that he is God.
因为只有神能够使到一个瞎眼的人能够看见。
Because only a God can make the blind to see.
因为神能够使到一个复活的人一个死去的人复活过来。
And only God can resurrect a person from the dead.
直到那个风浪平静下来。
To calm the storm.
那么主耶稣所行的神迹
The miracles that Jesus did
显示他的大能
showed his great power.
那么当保罗在今天的经文讲到神的大能的时候
But as Paul mentioned about God's power in the scripture,
他没有提到这些神迹
He did not mention any of these miracles.
他也没有提到他本身所看过或者所行过的神迹
And he did not mention what he had seen.And what he had performed.
因为保罗自己本身也有曾经医过医治过那些病人。
Because Paul himself has also healed the sick.
他甚至使到一个从楼上掉下来的一个少年人死去了，然后使他复活过来。
He had also caused a youth that had fallen from the floor died and caused him to live again.
所以当保罗谈起这些神的大能的时候
So as Paul mentioned about God's power
他也没有提到自己所看到或者所行过的神迹
He never mentioned about the miracles that he had seen or the one that he did
他也没有提到耶稣基督的神迹
And he did not mention the miracles of Jesus
所以当保罗提到神的大能的时候
So when Paul mentioned about God's power
我们看到他是从一个宇宙的观点来讲神的大能
We can see that he is mentioning God's power from a cosmic perspective
那保罗认为这位神不只是因为能够使到瞎眼的人能够看见
So Paul thinks that this God is not only a God that can cause the blind to see
能够在海上行走
Who can walk on the water
能够使到那些风浪平静下来
Who can calm the storm
他说这位神是那位创造天地万物的主宰
He said this is the God who created the heaven and the earth
所以当保罗谈到神的大能的时候
So when Paul mentioned about the power of God
他是以一种很积极的态度来看神的大能
He is talking very excitedly about God
所以我们看十九节的时候
So as we look at verse 19
他说并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大
He said his incomparable great power for us who believe
那你听到这个 NIV 的翻译、
This is the NIV translation
Incomparably great power 没有的比的
It is incomparable You cannot compare it with anything else
所以保罗讲到神的大能是没有任何东西可以比的
So Paul is saying God's power is incomparable to any other power
我记得在2005年在印尼所发生的海啸
Remember in 2005 the tsunami that hit Indonesia
那么 这个地震直到产生这个海啸高达大概30多尺然后这个海浪冲向这个海岸
The tsunami that was caused by the earthquake caused the wave to reach about 30 feet.
而且淹死了20万人。
And it drowned about 200,000 people.
我在第二次世界大战的时候，美国在日本的广岛的长崎放下了两粒原子弹。
And in the, during the Second World War, America dropped the atomic bomb on Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
那么原子弹所产生那种力量，把这两个城市都毁灭了。
And the power from the bombs totally destroyed these two cities.
所以这个海啸或者是原子弹所产生的力量，跟神的力量是我们说没有得比的。
The power of the tsunami and from the atomic bombs are incomparable to God's power.
所以当保罗谈到神的大能的时候
，So as Paul mentioned or talk about God's power.
哦，刚才讲到他是从一个宇宙的角度来看这个神的大能。
I just mentioned that he is talking about God's power from a cosmic point of view.
那么第一，保罗讲神的大能是显示在耶稣基督的复活和他的提升。
And so, first of all, Paul said God's power was shown to us through the resurrection of Jesus and also the ascension of Jesus.
哦，你看十九节、二十节。
Let's look at verse 19 and 20.
他说：“必知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活。”叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
And his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms.
在这里讲到神的大能使到耶稣基督从死里复活过来。
So he is saying, by God's power, he caused Jesus to resurrect.
因为没有一个人可以使到一个死去的人复活过来。
Because no other person can cause another a dead person to live again.
如果一个人死去，就是死去了。
If a person die, he die.
那医生也没有办法使到这个人复活过来。
The doctor cannot resurrect a person.
但是神却能。
But God can.
因为圣经讲，生命是从神而来的。
Because the Bible said life.Comes from God.
所以神造人的时候，他讲到神用尘土来造人。
And so when God was creating man, he said he made the man from earth.
然后把这个气吹在他的鼻孔。
And then he blow into the nostril.
然后他就得到这个生命了。
And then he became a living being.
所以当耶稣基督被钉死在十字架的时候
，So when Jesus was nailed on the cross.
我们圣经讲到耶稣基督被埋葬，然后三天。从死里复活过来。
The Bible said he was buried for 3 days and then he resurrected.
我们圣经也讲到耶稣基督的复活胜过了死亡。
And the Bible also said his resurrection overcame death.
也就是罪带来那个后果。
And it is the result brought forth by sin.
所以死亡是人没有办法解决的一个问题。
So death is something that man cannot solve.
但是我们刚才讲到人类能够制造这个原子弹。
Just now I said man can create atomic bombs.
然后把原子弹放在这个广岛和长崎。
And then they dropped the bombs over Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
把这两个城市毁灭掉。
And destroy these two cities.
结束了第二次世界大战。
Put an end to the Second World War.
我们看到人类能够制造这个原子弹。
We can see that man can create atomic bombs.
而且这些原子弹能够产生很大的力量。
And that these bombs can create great energy.
但是人却不能够使到一个死去的人复活过来。
Yet man cannot resurrect a dead person.
只有神才能够。
Only God can.
可见神的大能是没有任何东西可以比的。
So you can see God's power.Is really incomparable to anything.
所以人看为不可能的事情，神却是可能的。
So what man see as impossible in God, it is possible.
所以我们在创世纪第一章、第二章讲到神创造这个宇宙世界的时候。
In the first and second chapters of Genesis, it talks about the creation, how God created the heaven and earth.
那么神说要有光，就有光。
So God said, "Let there be light," and there is light.
然后把光跟暗分开。
And then he separated the light from the darkness.
光就称为白天。
God called the light day.
然后暗这个暗分为黑夜。
And the darkness he called night.
我曾经听过一些基督徒问这个问题。
I heard of some Christians ask this question.
他说如果一个基督徒死去后火葬的话那么在复活的时候怎么办？
They said if a Christian was cremated, then what happened when Jesus come back and we resurrect?
我想对神来说
I guess to God
it's no threat
不是一个问题
如果神能够使一些没有成为有的话
If God can make something out of nothing
那么使一个被否葬的身体已经成为灰了在复活的时候成为一个复活的身体是没有问题的
And if then he can cause a cremated body to become a body it is no sweat to him
所以耶稣基督的复活显示神的大能
So Jesus' resurrection showed God's power
所以神使到一个朽坏的身体变成一个不朽坏的身体
and he can cause a corrupted body to become an uncorrupted body
而且变成一个荣耀的身体
and a glorified body
所以在旧约圣经的以色列人看到神的大能显示在他的创造
so in the Old Testament the Israelites can see God's power in his creation
他也看到神如何在以色列在埃及的时候显示他的大能
and they can also see how God showed his power in Egypt
那么但是今天除了看到神在旧约圣经里面所显示的大能
so today besides looking at God's power in the Old Testament
我们也知道神在耶稣基督的复活显示他的大能
we also can see his power through the resurrection of Jesus Christ
那么除了使耶稣基督从死里复活过来
So besides causing Jesus to rise up from the dead
神也使耶稣基督坐在他的右边
He also caused him to sit at his right hand
就是二十节那边讲到就是照他在基督身上所应行的大能大力使他从死里复活叫他在天上坐在自己的右边
Verse 20 which he exerted in ChristWhen he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand.
那么圣经讲到，当耶稣基督复活之后，他逗留在地上四十天。
The Bible tells us that after Jesus resurrected, he stayed on earth for about 40 days.
那么他向门徒跟众人显现。
He presented himself to his disciples and others.
然后讲到耶稣基督被提到天上去
and then he was lifted into heaven
而且坐在神的右边
and he sits at the right hand of God
右边代表什么意思
what does it mean by the right hand
当圣经讲到右边的时候是代表全能
when the Bible talks about the right hand it represents power
所以我们看到耶稣基督神的大能不单显示在耶稣基督的复活
So we can see not only is God's power exerted through Christ's resurrection,
也显示在耶稣基督的地位
but it also exerts through Jesus' position.
我刚才讲到他坐在神的右边
He is at the right hand of God.
这个地位就好像二十一节所说的
And this position is like it's mentioned in verse 21.
请看二十一节
Let's look at verse 21.
他说远超过一切执政的掌权的有能力的组织的和一切有名的不但是今世的连来世的也超过了
far above all rule and authority power and dominion and every title that can be given not only in the present age but also in the one to come
那么这节经文讲到一系列的东西
this verse talk about a whole slew of things
执政的掌权的有能力的组织的那么到底这些东西是什么东西
talk about rule, authority, power and dominion so what are these
那么根据圣经学者认为这些东西都是灵界的东西
and according to Bible scholars these are talking about spiritual things
那么灵界的东西这里是指 魔鬼邪灵。
And when we talk about the spiritual realms, we're talking about the devil.
我想这是有道理的。
I think this is reasonable.
因为以弗所这个教会是坐落在一个拜偶像很盛行的一个地方。
Because Ephesus sits in a place where all these things are very common.
那么行邪术的非常非常的流行。
Sorcery, magic are very common.
如果你看以弗所书的话，你发觉到书里面讲到一座很大的一座神庙。
And if you look at the book of Ephesians, it talks about a great temple.
那么就是戴安娜跟亚米底这个神庙。
And it is a temple of the goddess Diana and also Artemis.
那么除此以外，你发觉到在第六章的时候，保罗讲到这个属灵的征战。
And then in chapter 6 of Ephesians, Paul talks about the spiritual warfare.
那么这证明这些基督徒正在面对一种属灵的征战。
It showed that these Christians were facing some kind of spiritual warfare.
那么在这种背景成长的人然后成为基督徒。
So people who grew up in this kind of background and then became a Christian,
他们肯定会面对这种问题。
They would have to face this problem.
那么刚才我讲我本身是出生在一个差不多可以说是一个民间信仰那种社会里面。
So just now I mentioned that I grew up in among the folk religion.
然后我发觉到这些拜偶像的人呢，他们心里面就是存着一种恐惧感。
And I noticed that people who worship idols have a certain degree of fear in their heart.
我经常会觉得那些神明会带给他们一些灾祸。
They are always afraid that these gods will bring forth some kind of disaster in their life.
所以都不敢去得罪他们。
So they are very afraid to do anything wrong.
然后我过去的经历，我发觉到这些拜偶像的人不容易信耶稣的。
And in my experience, I found that these kind of people is hard to listen to Christ.
那么如果我以台湾跟中国大陆来比的话
，If I compare Taiwan and mainland China.
台湾是一个福音的硬土。
Taiwan is a piece of hard earth for to spread the gospel.
为什么
？The gospel. Why?
因为台湾的民间信仰非常非常的盛行。
Because in Taiwan, folk religion is very popular.
记得Austin 这个华人教会的牧师到台湾跟中国大陆去传福音。
I remember a pastor from Austin, Chinese church. Went to evangelize in Taiwan and in mainland China.
两个地方讲同样的福音信息。
He preached the same message in both places.
没有一个从台湾的人信耶稣。
None from Taiwan accepts Christ.
但当他在中国大陆讲同样的信息的时候
，But as he was in mainland China preaching the same message,
却有很多很多的人来信耶稣。
A lot of people from China come to Christ.
所以以弗所教会的信徒面对这个灵境带给他们的一种困难。
So the Christians in Ephesus in Ephesus face this folk religious influence.
但保罗说，耶稣基督已经胜过这些魔鬼邪灵了。
But Paul said Jesus Christ has already overcome these spiritual things.
而且神已经把这个大能交在他的手中。
And that God has already placed in his hands.This power and authority.
那么圣经讲到这个大能远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主子的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
And that he said he places power, and this power is far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given not only in the present age but also in the one to come.
那么在这里我要强调一下关于灵界的事情。
Here I want to place special stress on spiritual things.
那么现今的基督徒面对两个问题。
The present day age Christians face two problems.
那么一个就是认为什么都是魔鬼的。
One is they think everything belongs to the devil.
然后另外就是感觉到魔鬼的不存在。
And then on the other hand, they think that the devil does not exist.
那么这两种看法都是不正确的。
These two points of view are both incorrect.
那么有魔鬼的就把所有的事情都推在魔鬼的身上。
So those who believe in the devil saying that everything that went wrong must be because of the devil.
什么都怪魔鬼。
They blame everything on the devil.
如果魔鬼会讲客家话的话,
if the devil can speak this dialect,
阎王马盖多拉雅, 有没有客家的? 有啊, 素颜明白, 啊,
Su Yang knows it, right?
就是讲中文翻译的话, 阎王什么都怪我。
The devil would say, I am being blamed for everything. That's not fair.
那么曾经有一位基督徒了,
there once was a Christian.
那么他准备一个聚会,
he was getting things ready for worship.
那么他发觉到那个音响, 不能够操作,
and then he discovered that the sound system didn't work.
那么他就, 奉耶稣的名把这个魔鬼赶出去,
and so in the name of Jesus, he cast the devil out of the sound system.
那么后来在找的时候原来个插头没有插进去,
and then as he looked around further, he noticed that it was not even plugged in.
所以你发觉到有这样的基督徒,
so you know there is this kind of Christian.
那么这种做法也是不正确的,
what he did was not right.
因为魔鬼的邪灵不存在也是不正确的,
to think that the devil does not exist is also incorrect.
那么特别是住在这个很先进的西方国家,
especially people who live in the modernized Western world.
很多基督徒没有机会看到这些魔鬼邪灵在民间信仰里面,
a lot of them have not seen how the devil works through the folk religion.
那么以致使到他不觉得,
and so they think the devil does not exist.
这也是一个问题,
and this is a problem.
那么对于这些空中的掌权者, 我们应当存着一个正确的态度。
So to these authorities in the air, we need to have a correct attitude.
那么圣经讲到, 因为神已经把这个大能交在耶稣基督的手中,
the Bible says God has already placed this great power in the hands of Jesus Christ.
而且这个大能已经超过这些执政的这些掌权的这些有能的在空中的掌权者,
and that this power is far above all the rule and authority and the power that is in the air.
那么如果我们是信耶稣的人,
so if we are believers of Christ, we don't need to be afraid of these other spirits.
因为圣经讲得很清楚, 耶稣基督在十字架上已经胜过魔鬼的权势。
Because Jesus Christ has already overcome all these authorities on the cross.
但是,
but
我们必须靠着神的道理,
we must go according to God's power,
来去抵挡魔鬼,
to resist the devil.
而且要在我们的生活里面要警醒,
and that we must be careful in our daily life.
因为彼得前书第五章第八节讲,
because in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 it says,
他讲到魔鬼好像一个吼叫的狮子一样,
it says that the enemy, the devil, is like a roaring lion,
遍地的游行, 寻找那些可以吞噬的人,
he prowls around looking for someone to devour.
如果我们不警醒的话,
if we're not careful,
如果我们认为魔鬼不存在的话,
if we think the devil does not exist,
可能就是成为他被吞噬的人,
then we may become the victim of his devouring.
所以神把这个大能交在耶稣基督的手中,
so God has placed this great power in the hands of Jesus Christ.
不单这个大能超过魔鬼的权势,
not only does this power is far above the power of the devil,
他也讲到这个大能超过万有的东西,
and it also said this power is far above everything else.
你看22节,
look at verse 22,
他说又将万有附在他的脚下, 使他为教会做万有之首,
and God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church.
换句话说, 这个天地宇宙一切的东西都
that means everything in this universe is under Jesus' feet.
如果你看腓立比书第二章第十节。
If you look at Philippians chapter 2 verse 10,
他说将一切在天上地上和地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
It says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
他说无论在天上的地上的地底下的都在耶稣基督的掌权下。
So it's talking about no matter if it's in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, they are all under the authority of Jesus Christ.
我们当想起主耶稣基督的掌权的时候，
and as we think about Jesus' sovereignty,
我们看到世界各地有很多很多的战争。
We can see that there are many wars around the world right now.
我们看到伊朗可能拥有这个核子武器。
And we see that Iran may have atomic bombs.
我们最近我们也听到叙利亚也要制造这个核子武器。
And that we heard that Syria is trying to do the same thing.
我们看到整个世界好像这个能源在短缺。
And that we see look around the world, it's like we are at energy shortage.
这个汽油一直在涨价，是不是？
The price of oil is getting up.
今天早上我来的时候，我看到一家油站3.59.
This morning I was coming to church. I saw that the gas price has gone to $3.59 a gallon.
我们这些动荡，这些东西发生，使到我们心里感觉到不平安。
All this happening causes us to have instability in our heart.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们心里面应当有平安。
But the Bible says we should have peace in our hearts.
因为一切都在神的掌权之下。
Because everything is in God's control.
我们当耶稣基督再来的时候，魔鬼的权势将会结束。
And when Jesus returns, then it is the end of the devil's power.
我们世界将会过去。
And the world will pass.
圣经讲一切都是新的。
The Bible says then everything will be new.
所以主耶稣不单是这个万有的这头。
So not only is Jesus the head of everything.
然后圣经也讲到他也是教会的头。
It says he is the head over the church.
因为掌权万有的成为教会的头。
One who controls everything became the head of the church.
是不能够想象的。
It is unimaginable.
因为教会的地位在神的眼中是非常的崇高。
Because the position of the church is very high in God's eyes.
所以我们不要轻看自己。
So don't look down upon yourself.
也要尊重我们的地位。
We need to treasure our position.
尊重我们的身份。
Treasure our position before God.
尊重，因为你和我是一个基督徒。
We need to treasure the fact that you and I are Christians.
那彼得在彼得前书第二章第九节讲到基督徒的身份。
And so Peter mentioned about the position of Christians in 1 Peter.
我们是金尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
That we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God.
那么既然耶稣基督是教会的头。
And since Jesus Christ is the head of the church,
而且这个大能是你和我随时可以都是可以去支取的。
And this power is something that we can ask from him at any time.
所以在十九节的时候，告诉我们必知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
And so in verse 19, it also said that the power is like the working of his mighty strength.
我比较喜欢英文的翻译。
I like the English translation.
就是讲到 the power is available to us.
这个能力是我们随时可以去用的。
这个大能是我们可以去支取的。
And this great power is something that we can ask for.
那么曾经有个宣教士哦。
There was a missionary.
他的名字叫做 Herbert Jackson.
His name is Herbert Jackson.
然后他被派到去海外做宣教的事工。
He was sent overseas to do work.
那么同时，这个宣教机构也给他一台车来用。
And the organization also gave him a car.
但是这台车每次要用的时候，必须要推才可以开动的，才可以发动的。你没有用过这样的车？
But, But this car, every time before it starts, he has to push it before it will start.
我不晓得现在的车使用力量如果不能够开动推，不晓得可以不可以。
I don't know the cars nowadays, if you just push it, if it is going to start it up.
但是以前的车可以的。
But in the old days, you can actually do that.
所以他这台车就是这样。
So his car was just like that.
所以他就想到一个办法。
So he used a method.
他就在他家附近不远一间学校找了一些学生跟校长谈好了。
He talked to the headmaster of a school, and so he found a bunch of school kids.
那么他当他要发动这个车子的时候，他就请这群学生来给他推。
And so as he is wanting to start the car, then the kids would push the car behind him.
所以每次要出门的时候，就找这群学生来给他推车。
So every time he want to go somewhere, he asked his kids to come and push his car.
所以每当他出去的时候，
And so every time when he goes out,
不是把那个引擎不要关吗？ 如果他出去的时候要停下来，引擎不可以关了。
Oh, as if he goes out and he make a stop, he cannot turn off the engine.
如果他要关的话，他一定要park在一个斜坡上那边。
And if he's going to have to turn off his engine, he has to park it on a slope.
所以他这样做了两年了。
He did this for 2 years.
后来Jackson的健康不是很好。
Later, his health began to fail.
后来有另外一个宣教士来代替他的这个岗位。
So another missionary came and took his place.
然后这个Jackson就很有点骄傲的跟他解释，这台车就是要这样用的。
And so Jackson kind of explained how to use this car proudly to this next missionary.
那么这个新来的宣教士哦。
Well, this new missionary.
他就把那个引擎那个盖子打起来，打开了。
He opened up the hood.
然后他看到一条那个电线没有被接上去。
And he saw that there was a loose wire under the hood.
他一接，然后他把它扭一扭，然后。 到车里面去发动，一发动就开。
And so he tightened up the wire and he started the car right away.
所以这个 Herbert Jackson 用了两年的时间了。Herbert
Jackson used 2 years of his time.
费了很多很多的麻烦。And
went through a lot of trouble.
但却不知道这辆车的能力就是这么简单。
Didn't know that the power is so simply fixed, or the problem is so simply fixed.
很多时候，很多基督徒也好像Jackson一样。
But a lot of Christians sometimes is just like Jackson.
不知道神的大能就在那边。
They do not know that God's power is just like that.
偏偏就用自己的能力来过一个基督徒的生活。
They use their own strength to live a Christian life.
有个我记得有个神学院的老师这么讲。I
remember a teacher in the seminary told me.
他说我们到底是一个 bicycle Christian or a Cadillac Christian?
That are we a bicycle Christian or are we a Cadillac?
就是我们到底是那个脚踏车的基督徒，还是这个名贵那个 Cadillac 那个基督徒？
So are we a bicycle Christian or are we a Cadillac Christian?
如果你是这个脚踏车的基督徒的话，
If you are a bicycle Christian,
你就好像这位Jackson一样。
Then you're just like the missionary Jackson.
不知道神的大能在哪。
Don't know where God's great power is.
那么求神帮助我们。
And may God help us.
去支起这个大能。
To use this power.
因为神的大能就在那边。
Because God's power is right here.
你和我都可以去支持的。
You and I can go and ask for it.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
求主帮助我们去支持你的大能。
Help us, Lord, to ask for your power.
因为你的大能是没有任何东西可以比的。
Because your power is incomparable to anything else.
但是我们可以随时的去支起这个单。
But it's something that we can ask for anytime.
求主帮助我们能够知道这点。
Lord, help us to remember this.
我们把每一位弟兄姐妹交在你的手中。
We lift up every single brother and sisters in your hand.
求主带领我们。